Graphic Narco Terror, Cartel Gunman Kill 8 in Mexican Video Game Parlor. By Cartel Chronicles on February 4, 2020. A group of cartel gunmen stormed a video game parlor and shot several patrons, including children. 8 victims died in what authorities are confirming is part of a turf war. The mass murder took place on Monday afternoon in Uruapan, Michoacán, one of the largest avocado production areas in Mexico. The gunmen killed 8, including 3 underage teens who were playing video games. Information released to Breitbart Texas by the Michoacán government revealed that a group of at least 4 gunmen arrived at the parlor in the Magdalena neighborhood asking for El Ruso and El Pelin, 2 alleged members of Las Vigras cartel. The 2 men walked out of the store and began exchanging gunfire with the 4 intruders. Ruso and Pelin eventually retreated back into the shop, causing the attackers to direct their automatic rifles near innocent bystanders as well. Hashtag massacre Uruapan confirma la fiscalia disputa territorial entre CJNGY Las Vigras como el móvil en el asesinato de 8 personas esta tarde en un negocio de Uruapan Michoacán et il Defonso Ortiz pic.twitter.com/uejeg6arviv. Unidad de Inteligencia Ciudadana. At Unidad de Inteli 1, February 4, 2020. After the attack, the gunman fled the scene as neighbors rushed to help and call authorities. Video captured in the aftermath records the moment when a woman screams for help after finding that her underage son was among the carnage. Michoacán authorities revealed to Breitbart Texas the attack is believed to be part of an ongoing turf war between Las Vigras and Mexico's cartel Jalisco Nueva Generación, CJNG. Those 2 cartels have been waging a fierce territorial dispute for control of drug production and smuggling routes. Editor's note, Breitbart Texas traveled to the Mexican states of Tamaulipas, Coahuila, Nuevo León, and other areas to recruit citizen journalists willing to risk their lives and expose the cartel silencing their communities. Breitbart Texas Cartel Chronicles are published in both English and in their original Spanish. This article was written by José Luis Lara, a former leading member who helped start the self-defense movement in Michoacán.